Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 523 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Sam.
Hi, Pat. This is Sam Gavis Houston here. I was actually trying to come to this site, and I was trying to remember what the URL was, and I just kept seeing the jingle in my head because it's really catchy. And everything that you do is just so amazing. And I know everyone always says this, but I just had to reiterate that. And I was actually wondering, like, when you were starting Ask Pat, and when, if someone else wanted to start a sort of question answer podcast, how would you suggest people go about actually finding people to ask questions? Because obviously you started with a large following on Smart Passive Income, and it was probably pretty easy for you to just sort of tell people to come over here and ask their questions. But what would you recommend for someone who is interested in maybe starting a similar podcast, but that doesn't have a large following to begin with? So I'd love your input, and thanks again for all that you do. Best.
Hey, Sam, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate what you said there in the beginning. And it's kind of cool to hear that the jingle is actually what made you remember the URL. So that worked out just exactly the way I wanted it to. So thank you for that, Sam. I really appreciate that. Now, yes, you're absolutely right. It was pretty easy for me to get questions coming in because I already had an established audience on Smart Passive Income, and they were, of course, already established as podcast listeners, a lot of them too. So it was very easy for me to have them come over to Ask Pat, which started 4 years after my other show started. So I did have a user base already. Now, if you don't have a user base, how can you start a QA-style podcast? Well, getting voicemail questions is going to be a little bit more difficult because, you know, it takes a little bit of trust for somebody to call in and ask them their question, which is right. I think it's really cool for everybody else who's listening to the show who has asked a question, and yourself included in that, obviously. But if you don't have people calling in and you can't do that in the beginning, or, you know, you could, although it's going to be a little bit harder. And I like the fact that you're going to, you know, if you have a relationship with an audience already, you're going to get these great comments, like the comments you made in the beginning, Sam, about how I've been able to help you and what you think of the show and all that sort of stuff. So I would actually recommend by not getting voicemail questions in the beginning. Eventually, over time, you're going to get a user base, and you could have the ability to collect voicemail questions from people, and that adds another cool flavor to the show. I could obviously easily just take these questions and answer them without including the voicemail question. And so if you go and do it that way, you don't have to take voicemail questions. You can take questions via Twitter. If you have a blog, you can have a blog post that says, hey guys, I'm going to be doing a Q&A podcast. Ask your questions and I'll answer them individually on a show. Or maybe you already have a podcast and you do one episode that is all Q&As. I know people like Tim Ferriss has done that, and those are really interesting podcast episodes because I get to hear from the minds of his audience, who is where I'm at too, and you know, in terms of just curiosity, and you know, a lot of times those people ask the same questions that I have, but I don't hear their voices. I hear them through Tim reading those questions loud. And so that's a great place to start too. If you have any sort of following on social media, that's definitely where you could start. And that's where I would go. If you don't have a following, then what you can get involved in groups and forums and communities that exist, and you can ask what questions are being served there, and actually just search and see what other people are asking about. I mean, I think a cool thing that you could do is go into a forum or a Facebook group related to your particular niche, see what questions people are asking, and if you can answer those questions, answer them on a show, and then reach back out to those people, even publicly, on those comments or on those threads. Say, hey, I loved your question so much, I recorded a podcast episode and I answered it here, and I'd love to know what you think. Here's the link. And that's it. That's all you have to do. And then people will start to listen, then you're going to get a user base. Then you can, even on that show, as you begin to answer more questions, again, you're not taking voicemails yet. You can then say, hey, I'm actually interested in featuring some of you guys on the show too. So if you have a voicemail question that you'd like to ask me, just go to this website, blah, 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 and leave your voicemail question there. Now, what tool would you use to do that? Well, I use speakpipe.com. I have it connected on my website at askpat.com to collect those voicemail questions. But you can also drive people to a smart URL using PrettyLinks, or speakpipe.com gives you a nice looking URL too. But I would definitely check it out. There are great people over there. They've actually included a number of different features as a result of me asking, based on how often I use it, because I use it all the time. I get dozens of questions coming in every day. And of course, like I said earlier in the show, I try to answer as many as possible here on the show for you. So speakpipe.com is where I would get connected to begin collecting voicemail questions, which then serve them up to you as MP3 files, which you can then drop into your audio editing software, and it makes it really easy from there. So that's how I would start, and then just take it from there and grow. So Sam, hopefully that answers your question and gives a lot of you out there who, maybe you have blogs, maybe you have a podcast, and you're thinking of doing Q&As, maybe not an entire different podcast like I have on Ask Pat versus my other show, but maybe you want to do something like Tim does and have an entire episode or an entire blog post dedicated to answering the questions of your audience, which just changes up the style, makes it really interesting, and also it gets your audience to know that you're paying attention and listening to them, and that you're there to serve them too. And you can collect those voicemail questions in the similar way that I taught you earlier in this episode, and compile that and do what you want with it. And hopefully that helps you. So Sam, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I, again, want to reiterate one more time that if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for all the support. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who are listening, if you haven't heard me talk about this yet, head on over to willitflybook.com. My new book is coming out February 1st. It's called Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. And it's available for pre-order and all that good stuff, and I'd love for you to check it out. Thank you so much again. That URL is willitflybook.com. Now, as always, I like to end with a quote, but for those of you who know about my show and who have listened for a while, I usually end with a quote, and it's kind of random, but these quotes that are coming up leading up to the launch of my book on February 1st are all going to have to do around the theme of the book, not validation, which is really what the book is about, but this idea of flight, because obviously we launch things all the time, but how do you know if those things are going to take flight? Well, a lot of these quotes relate to flight and flying and wings and business at the same time, which I thought was really cool. So here's the first one. And this one comes from my all-time favorite person who I always quote. This is Henry Ford. And he said, "When everything else seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.